I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1913. That was the day that Ida Breman was killed while she stood up for the rights of working people in Rochester, New York. Ida was born in Russia to a Jewish family. She came to the United States fleeing persecution in her homeland. Her family came to Rochester because it was a thriving center of the U.S. garment industry. Seeking a better life, Ida's father joined the Brotherhood of Tailors. In January, garment workers in New York City had gone out on strike. Factory owners in the Big Apple decided to send work to Rochester in an effort to avoid the striking workers. Unions were forbidden in the Rochester garment industry. Union leaders from New York City came to Rochester, asking them to stand up against the factory owners. The workers in Rochester agreed to support the strike, but they wanted union recognition, the 8-hour day, and a pay raise. Ida and her father were among the first to walk off the job. Ida joined picketers in front of a sweatshop on Clifford Street. The picketers were there to protest the shop's workers who were not taking part in the strike. The shop owner, Valentine Sauter, fired a rifle into the crowd of picketers. Ida was struck by the boss's bullet and killed. She was only 18 years old. That night, she was supposed to have her engagement party. The community was outraged. 5,000 people attended her funeral. Mass rallies were held across the area. While no one was ever held accountable for her death, Ida's murder became a rallying cry for the striking workers. They continued to fight until April, when they won the right to join a union.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.